This is Akashwani, the news read by Nishit Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that India's performance in various sports has consistently improved since 2014. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the 72nd National Volleyball Tournament in Varanasi today through video conferencing. He said India is strongly bidding to host the 2036 Olympics. He said the government is working on different aspects, which include identifying talent, scientific training, providing nutritious food and transparent selection.
आज टॉप्स जैसे इनिशिएटिव से भारत में स्पोर्ट्स इकोसिस्टम ट्रांसफॉर्म हो रहा है. एक तरफ हम अच्छा इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर और फंडिंग मैकेनिज्म तैयार कर रहे हैं और इसके साथ ही नौजवानों को शानदार एक्सपोजर देने के लिए भी काम कर रहे हैं. फीफा अंडर 17 विश्व कप, हॉकी विश्व कप, ऐसे 20 से अधिक प्रमुख अंतर्राष्ट्रीय कार्यक्रम आयोजित किए हैं. 2030 के कॉमनवेल्थ गेम्स भी भारत में ही होने जा रहे हैं.
Minister of Agriculture and Farmers Welfare Shivraj Singh Chauhan today said that India's rice production exceeded 150 million tons in 2025, inaugurating 184 new varieties of 25 crops with improved traits developed by ICAR. Mr. Chauhan said that India has surpassed China in rice production. He added that India has become a leading rice exporting nation to the world. Rural Development Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that new Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji scheme safeguards workers' interest. He called out the Congress for allegedly misleading the public over the newly enacted Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar or Ajivika Mission Grameen Viksit Bharat Ji Ramji Act. Addressing a press conference in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said MG Narega had become a synonym for corruption where workers were often sidelined and routinely exploited. Union Labour and Employment Minister Mansukh Mandavia has said that the new labour codes will transform the lives of tea and chinkona workers in Darjeeling Hills, Terai and Duars region of West Bengal. The minister said this while interacting with the leaders, tea and chinkona labour trade unions and their stakeholders. Hitting out at the West Bengal government, the minister said the state government has denied dignified wages to the tea and chinkona labourers and has also deprived them from basic facilities. Senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah arrived in Tiruchirappalli today on a two-day visit to Tamil Nadu. He was given a warm welcome by party leaders and Union Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting, D. L. Murugan, at Trichy Airport. Later, he participated at a closed-door meeting of the party functionaries. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will be on an official visit to France and Luxembourg from today till the 10th of this month. In Paris, Dr. Jaishankar will meet the French leadership and hold talks with his counterpart Jean-Noël Barrot. External Affairs Minister said in a statement Dr. Jaishankar will also address the 31st edition of the French Ambassadors Conference as the guest of honor. India has expressed deep concern over the recent developments in Venezuela. The External Affairs Minister said in a statement that the evolving situation is being closely monitored. India has reaffirmed its support to the well-being and safety of the people of Venezuela. The Embassy of India in Caracas is in contact with the members of the Indian community and will continue to provide all possible assistance. Meanwhile, the ministry has issued an advisory urging Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Venezuela in view of the recent developments. The U.S. military operation that led to the capture of Venezuelan President Nicolas Maduro has also drawn sharp criticism from U.S. Democrats, international media and protesters across major American cities. Meanwhile, hundreds of people took to streets in major U.S. cities including Washington, Boston, Los Angeles, Atlanta, Chicago and Miami yesterday. Protesters said the operation to remove Venezuelan leaders Nicolas Maduro was an act of imperialism. OPEC Plus has agreed in principle to maintain steady oil output despite rising geopolitical tensions among key members and fresh uncertainty surrounding Venezuela. The eight participating countries, Saudi Arabia, Russia, the UAE, Kazakhstan, Kuwait, Iraq, Algeria and Oman, collectively pump about half of the world's oil. The India Meteorological Department has issued an orange alert for very dense fog conditions in Delhi, Haryana, Chandigarh, Punjab, Uttar Pradesh, Bihar and Odisha. IMD said similar conditions will also prevail over Madhya Pradesh, Rajasthan, Uttarakhand, Himachal Pradesh, Jharkhand, West Bengal, Chhattisgarh, Jammu and Kashmir, Ladakh and northeastern parts of India till tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.